This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Odyssey Sports Station. Now, 92.9 FM ESPN presents Memphis's biggest columnist.
You ain't got to do nothing, homeboy. You ain't writing nothing. No, you ain't. I ain't letting him write. He ain't getting no interviews.
It's the award-winning Jeff Calkins from the Daily Memphian and the Jeff Calkins Show.
I'm getting no interview. I'm good.
On 92.9 FM ESPN.
Gentlemen, this is something they call a groundbreaker. So let me first apologize to the shirts and the ties for your makeup. Cause I'll make you ugly as soon as it drops. We're on a rampage, bubbles popping up before you know it. There's rubble and dust, cause we'll be pushing it up. Somebody say, you
morning, everybody. Happy Thursday. Happy draft day. It is that time.
NFL draft is tonight, 7 p.m. Central is when it begins. Today on the radio show, we've got Chris Harrington straight up at 10 o'clock. And then we have Righter Than Right trivia. Jeffrey is crushing it as usual. Something like, what did Kevin say, 13-1 this year?
Jeff, we don't focus on the past. We're only focused on today. We're just trying to get to 1-0.
Focus on the past. You just focus on today.
We're process-oriented here.
What is the prize that we'll be giving away during Ride or Ride trivia?
Jeff, we have 2 3-day passes to the River Beat Music Festival featuring Jelly Roll, the band Camino, the Fugees, and more, May 3rd through the 5th at Tom Lee Park. So, again, it's 2 3-day passes.
That's nice.
To Riverbeat Music Fest.
Wow, that's impressive. And all you have to do is listen. If you can knock Jeffrey down a peg, that would be fine. Best him. That would be great. If not, all you have to do is play honorably. And there's a pretty good chance that Jeffrey, in his gracious winner that he is, will enable you to go to the River Beat Music Festival, because that's the kind of guy he is. Also, the kind of guy he is, the kind of guy who got a haircut yesterday.
Indeed.
What is the right amount to pay for a haircut?
I have no idea anymore. I pay $35. So I imagine for a male haircut, that's more on the higher end. But I feel like even now, if you go to like Sport Clips, it's like $30 still.
I don't think it's 30 at Sport. Google it. Well, of course, it's probably different in different geographies.
The question is, are you getting the MVP?
Is the MVP where they massage your head?
The massage your neck. You get the steam towel finish.
No,
oh, yeah.
No, you're just going to, if you just go in there, it is true. Talk about inflation. It used to feel like a haircut was $10, $12, right? And then maybe $14, or then maybe $18. I don't believe you can walk into any of those places, Fantastic Sam, Sport Clips, whatever, you know, pick your one, and get one for under $20 now. I think there's certainly more than 20. You just said 30? I would find it hard to believe that your basic haircut is 30. It is true that it is a incredibly sexist world, that the same haircut, Claire and I have basically the same length hair, and the same haircut costs different amounts for a man and a woman. that is true. Now, you could argue that the whatever, I'm not going to get, there's a parallel.
Well, if you and I were getting our hair colored.
No, that's different. That would be a different deal. No, hair coloring is totally different, whatever else. I think just for a haircut, women will cost more than men. Just for a standard haircut, women will cost more than men. And I think women expect to drop, I don't know, $75, $100 on a haircut? On a hair, an appointment to the hair, and when they go to the hair salon?
I feel like Aaliyah's is actually pretty reasonable, because Aaliyah doesn't, like, Leah just gets her hair cut. Like, that's almost it.
I will tell you that I, forever, was, and maybe you could have told by looking at me, that I was the kind of person who walked in to a Sport Clips, and I didn't have a person at the Sport Clips. I didn't have a preference of a person. I said first available. And you know who tends to be the first available?
Usually not the
worst
premier.
One. Yeah. The one who doesn't have people requesting people or setting up whatever else. And so I had a lot of bad haircuts in my life. But then during the pandemic, I've explained before, a Jen who cuts hair, she comes to your house to cut hair. She started doing a booming business during the pandemic because it was outside. And I was like, you don't want to be, you know, you don't want to go to a hair salon and cut hair inside and die. And so, started getting outside haircuts, and now she comes to my house, and I'm kind of down with that, and I'm not even going to tell you it's expensive.
So
it's not expensive, but it's worth it. I look, honestly, it's the best haircuts I've ever had.
According to Sport Clips, frequently asked questions, you were correct. It's not a
30.
It's not a standard. Typically,
it's
a standard
geographic, right?
It's like,
I'm sure in New York it's a lot, and in Memphis it's a lot less.
It says typically a standard varsity haircut, which I think is just kind of the bare bones, is within the 20 to 25 range, and the MVP haircut experience can be an additional $5 to $8.
I wonder what the typical, like, is the African-American barbershop experience, right? Like, I have no idea what the, because, I mean,
no clue.
The
also,
cultural significance.
Wasn't there also a higher frequency?
It seems to be, too. Yeah, but I have no idea. What's Jason Pay?
Like, I don't know. I get my haircut every, like, 2 months.
Yeah. Right in the right trivia, and Chris Harrington. That is what we got today. There's obviously NBA to talk about. A lot of NBA to talk about. Sure enough,
Heat culture.
The Heat culture. Is it the Heat culture or the Heat 3-pointers?
I think it's
whichever.
Three culture.
They defeated the Boston Celtics last night. Thunder rolled over the Pelicans last night. We got three tonight. We'll talk about that. We may talk about it at the end of the segment. We may talk about it. We'll certainly talk about it with Chris Harrington. But I want to go straight to the draft. And this is my own personal indulgence, is that we have things that we like in the world. And as someone who grew up in Buffalo with bad teams, I grew to love the draft because the draft represented hope. And the draft, by the way, even though it has been somewhat, as you point out, diminished, because it used to be a one-day extravaganza.
Nothing better than strapping it on that Saturday.
And now it's over 3 days, and so it's not as great. It still beats the hell out of signing day. You know, signing day destroyed.
Completely
destroyed. Completely destroyed. This is still a big day. You know, because, I mean, I swear to God, I've seen 752 mock drafts.
That's it?
Draft season is too long.
No question.
It is too long.
Well, I mean, this is when you know it's too long.
Even I'm bored by it.
Well, this is how you know it's too long. The last, like, 10 days or so,
yeah.
I've seen plenty of people that I respect. We're already on to the 25 draft.
Yeah, it's too long. And
it's,
I don't
like,
know,
oh, we've run out of things.
And it is too long. And so it's about damn time that we get to the draft tonight. It is interesting, though, because in the course of yesterday, there was some NFL news, and including the Detroit Lions signed Penei Sewell and Amon Ra St. Brown, right? Both to long-term deals, both to four-year deals. And this goes to one thing we were talking about yesterday with John. Because yesterday with John, remember, he was bemoaning, if you don't have a quarterback, nothing matters. And that is true. We do agree you do need a capable, quality quarterback. Although I got a lot of texts yesterday about how Trent Dilfer, was it Dilfer at Baltimore, won our Super
Dilfer
Bowl?
Dilfer won the Super Bowl at Baltimore, Brad Johnson. I would also argue that is such a completely different era. I don't even think we had illegal contact at that point.
So, but whatever. I'm not arguing the point that you need a quarterback.
Nick Foles won a Super Bowl.
Very recently.
Yes.
Nick Foles
he
won
beat
a Super
Tom
Bowl.
Brady.
And he was great, though.
Correct.
Like, he was great.
Heater,
it,
baby.
It wasn't substandard quarterback play.
No, it was awesome quarterback play. It was just like, holy kiss, how is he doing this?
It was like a comet through the sky.
Correct.
Right? So, but I will take you back to 2021. The 2021 draft. As you will recall, that is the draft when Trevor Lawrence went number one.
Nailed it.
Zach Wilson. I was combining the names for the purpose of efficiency. I'd want to get to as much as I can. Zach Wilson went number two. Trey Lance, 49ers traded up for Trey Lance, right?
Uh-huh.
So this was a quarterback draft. And two other quarterbacks went very high, Justin Fields at 11 and Mac Jones at 15. Okay? The Detroit Lions, in that draft, could very well, they had the 7th pick in the draft.
Yep.
They could very well have taken Justin Fields. Indeed, you know what their fans would have been had they taken Justin Fields?
Probably excited.
Jubilant. Their fans would have been jubilant. We got the guy! He fell to us! The next, they had just traded Matt Stafford. So they're like, we're getting our next quarterback of the future. Because without a quarterback, what do you got? And all we got is scuffling Jared Goff here, right?
And who never wavered.
And so what did they do instead?
Penei Sewell.
They picked a freaking offensive tackle of all the boring things to do. They picked an offensive tackle. And then what did they do in the fourth round? They didn't even take a fourth round receiver. They needed a receiver desperately, but they didn't take a receiver until the fourth round when they took St. Brown.
Yep.
And what do they have now?
They have two absolute elite
bulwarks who are at the core of this team. And you know what happened? They found a quarterback. They found a quarterback in Jared Goff. You never wavered. And he was, of course, a first-round quarterback. But my point is, yes, you're better off if you have Patrick Mahomes, right?
Sure.
Better off if you have Josh Allen. There's no question. But you can find a quarterback in the late first, like Lamar. You can find a quarterback like Brock Purdy. You can find a quarterback
Jared Goff. Where did Purdy get drafted? Has anyone heard of that?
I believe he was Mr. Irrelevant. You can find Baker Mayfield just kicking around, right? Like, I mean, you know what? If Baker Mayfield had an elite team around him, better to have Patrick Mahomes, right?
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely better to have Patrick Mahomes. But if Baker Mayfield had an elite team around him, he could win a Super Bowl.
Yeah, absolutely.
So there
is... By the way, I'm counting all those Browns playoff wins without him.
So there is nothing wrong with having an awesome roster. There is nothing wrong with having an awesome roster. It is certainly better to have an awesome... it is certainly better, I think we can all agree, to have Penei Sewell rather than Justin Fields.
Yes.
Or Penei Sewell, certainly rather than Mac Jones.
Yes.
Now, that doesn't mean that you don't take a quarterback if you think that quarterback can be the guy.
Yes.
Of course you do. But the idea that everything is irrelevant because you don't yet have the quarterback is just not true. It's just not true. Those things will become relevant when you, if you somehow get the quarterback. Of course you have to keep getting it. Of course you have to keep pursuing the quarterback. But what, you know, we look at the great, like I think the best draft ever was that Steelers draft that had like a million all pros in it, one from one ever, best,
yep.
72 or something like that. It's the best draft ever. But that Lions draft, holy crap, what a great draft that was. And by the way, that draft also was the draft that Jamar Chase was in.
Yes, and Waddle.
And that Waddle was in. Now, the flip side of it, same draft, Denver picks 9.
Yep.
Okay? And this is counter to my point.
Mm-hmm.
Denver picks 9, and there's Justin Fields at 11, and there's Mac Jones at 15. And what does Denver do?
Pat Surtain.
They take a corner. And it is true. And he's an awesome corner. He's a tremendous corner. They hit on that pick. Because they don't have the quarterback, it does not yet matter, right?
Yes. Particularly in that division.
But if Bo Nix or whoever the hell ends up there happens to be the quarterback, then all of a sudden Patrick Surtain will matter a lot.
Mm-hmm.
He's one of the best corners in the league. Tremendous corner.
To your point, last year, yes, the Chiefs have Patrick Mahomes. A key part, though, of why they won is Chris Jones, obviously.
Right.
Kelsey, obviously. But also, those corners were studs.
The corners were total studs. And it's also why I don't like... So, the numbers very clearly, there's been papers written about this, that you should trade down. Right, that over time...
If you're making it a value proposition, the value's
always
going to be trading
down. Trading down, getting more picks.
Because of the hit rate,
because
everything.
Because it's a hit rate, whatever else. But it is interesting. Like, the Chiefs got McDuffie. The Chiefs are very aggressive about trading up. You know, they traded up for Patrick Mahomes.
Mm-hmm.
They traded up for McDuffie. Like, they traded up. And I actually think if I was to bet on a team to trade up this... They would not be my number one team to trade up, but I won't at all be surprised if they trade up. So I want to ask you a couple questions about the draft. First of all, what's the best way to consume the draft in the sense of Twitter or no Twitter? Do you wait for Roger Goodell to walk to the podium and announce the pick, or do you get on Twitter and watch the pick come in advance?
So I prefer...
You stick your fingers in your ears and go, la, 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 la.
I prefer to stay off Twitter.
Me too.
I kind of like the show element. Now, the NFL does a better job than the NBA does of controlling...
It is funny. On the NBA draft, I don't do it. On the NBA draft, I'm on Twitter. Partly it's because I'm covering it, and so we need...
Exactly.
Yeah,
you're watching this more.
There's
as
no
a,
reason. Yes. I'm purely consuming 100%. As a fan. And as a fan, I'm just in it for the fan experience.
Right.
When you're covering it, yeah, you want to know everything that's going on.
Because also now the first round's on a Thursday. So because it's on a Thursday, Thursday's my grill night. So typically what I do is I can see my big TV from right outside my grill. I bring a speaker out to connect. And so I'm grilling and watching, kind of going in and out, back and forth.
Okay. So secondly, there are only 13 prospects who are going to be in Detroit. And that is not, by the way, because it's Detroit. Let's take the slur of Detroit. Let's not besmirch Detroit's reputation. But there are only 13 prospects, right? And so the question is, who is going to be the most likely to Will Levis it, right? And I'll tell you the names. Here are the players who are going to be there. Will Levis obviously dropped
right
all the way out of the first round. Into the second round.
Some might say that he didn't drop out of the first round.
Some were never in the first round, but whatever. Here you go. I'll give you the names, and you tell me. I don't think any of these players are going to drop. One might. Yes, one might. But who might drop?
Let's compare notes.
Alabama corner Terrion Arnold, Ohio State wide receiver Marvin Harrison Jr., Alabama offensive tackle J.C. Latham, UCLA pass rusher Laitu Latu, Toledo cornerback Quinyon Mitchell, LSU receivers Malik Nabers and Brian Thomas Jr., Washington wideout Rome Odunze, Missouri pass rusher Darius Robinson, and Alabama pass rusher Dallas Turner.
So I think if you're picking most likely, I think I'm going to say Brian Thomas just because of the injury stuff, right?
Well, I think the two who could possibly slip out of, who could be picked in the second round, there's no way Terrion Arnold is. He's going first round. Marvin Harrison, obviously. Latham, Latu, Quinyon Mitchell. Latu had some stuff too because he has some spinal. Retired briefly, but I don't think he's going to. He retired briefly and then came back because of a spinal issue. Malik Nabers obviously isn't. Odunze obviously isn't. Dallas Turner is going to be picked in the first round. So it's either Brian Thomas because of the injury stuff.
Yep.
There's been
labrum, I think.
Rumors of a torn labrum for Brian Thomas Jr. Plus he's sort of raw. But he could also go in the teens. And then Darius Robinson, he's a tweener anyway. So to me, he's not like a fall. He's not going to fall out of the first necessarily. But he's a first, late second. You know, he's a second half of the first, early half of the second anyway.
Yeah.
So I don't. There's not going to be some dramatic fall. Okay.
It's funny how none of the quarterbacks.
We'll do the top. We'll do the top five. We'll do the top five picks. We'll do our own mock for the top five picks here. Caleb Williams won, right? Of course, to Chicago. That seems locked in, and we all agree. Jaden Daniels too.
Yep.
Jaden Daniels too. Okay. Are you Drake May three?
Drake May three, and I think the Patriots take him.
And the Patriots take him.
Yep.
Yep. I think that's right. Marvin Harrison, 4.
Yep. To the Cardinals.
I'll be kind of surprised if it doesn't fall like that for the top 4.
I think that this draft could wind up getting a lot chalkier than I think maybe some are anticipating.
I think those 4 are going to go in that order. Boom, 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 boom.
That's my suspicion. I've been wrong before. And I will be wrong again.
Will that be boring?
Yeah, but I think also we always talk ourselves into the draft like getting like, oh man, this could be like nuts. And then you watch it and you're like, all right, this is kind of going to script.
Okay. And then 5. Is this where they're going to trade up? Vikings are going to trade up for J.J. McCarthy?
No. I really do think, like, in the end, what's Harbaugh?
Really?
What's Harbaugh going to do? Jeff, he's taking a tackle. Like, he has a brand. And I actually think what is more interesting to me is, if it goes chalky, does he not? Does he take someone other than Alt?
Well, in Field Yates' most recent mock, most recent. I'm going to just assume last. Like, at this point, assume last. J.C. Latham he has going.
Yeah, Tim Murray had said this was going around in Vegas, that because Alabama played Michigan, he really likes Latham.
And he's massive.
Correct.
He's massive and powerful.
Right. That's been heating up.
So you don't think J.J. McCarthy is going top 5?
I do not.
Because then the next one is your Giants.
Yes.
And
I mean, the Michigan propaganda machine was in full force. Did you see the Rich Eisen clip yesterday? All those Michigan men just locking arms. The team that has spoken to JJ the most.
There's been a lot of Giants stuff.
Yuck.
No, you don't think so?
No. I think the Giants have so many holes. I do think...
You think it's Malik Nabers.
Here's what I would buy.
I'll say Malik Nabers. I watched the ESPN. I was watching the ESPN draft special last night. Yep. There was a lot of great sports on last night, including the Bruins-Leafs game was tremendous.
Awesome. That third period
was tremendous. Just tremendous game. And then I was flipping around. You got multiple TVs. Anyway, Malik Nabers is a piece of work.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he is a little...
Oh, yeah. But that's what I like.
He is a total diva piece of work.
Absolutely, and I love a young diva.
He is something else.
Mm-hmm. You can have your Larry Fitzgeralds, your drama-free receivers.
He is not that.
Gimme Tio.
Yeah, that's what he is. He is, anyway, Malik Nabers is a, so you got Malik Nabers going six. And then you, sure enough, then you have the Tennessee Titans taking Joe Alt.
Yeah. Provided that the Chargers take Latham.
So this particular mock draft then has the Vikings trading up, but with Atlanta.
Yeah, so this is the biggest question that I have. I am not convinced that the J.J. McCarthy hype is anything other than the J.J. McCarthy hype machine.
So you think if he were there at the draft, he could drop?
Absolutely.
Could be the, you think he
I
could
do
be,
think, here's what I
he
do think
he is the
is
most
true.
Apt to be the, whoa, J.J. McCarthy was supposed to go, except there's so many quarterbacks at the top in the teens. Boom, boom, boom. There are three there. You think he could fall behind Penix Jr.?
I do. I think Penix can end up being the fourth guy taken.
You think he's fallen?
I do. I think everyone is trying. I do think people are trying to move up, but I think they're trying to move up to get May. Like, I think if the Giants can move up to three, I think that I actually think they'd pull the trigger on that.
Who? One of the interesting questions is where's the third stud wide receiver going?
Yeah.
And I have seen a number of mock drafts that have the Jets trading up, just, you know, not that far.
Right, from 10
trading,
to whatever,
trading
8
up
or 9.
Yeah. So they can get
Roma Dunze.
Because
everyone thinks that the Bears are going to take him at 9.
So you can just go ahead and give Aaron Rodgers, like, everything he wants, right? You know what
yes.
I mean? He's already got now good receivers.
Because we always know he does super well with young receivers. Treats them well, you know, just takes care of them.
How about Chicago taking Byron Murphy, the defensive tackle from Texas, whether it's there or whether it's a little lower? I think that makes a lot of sense. And I think Brock Bowers also makes sense.
I think if you can find some action on Murphy being the first defender taken, I don't think that's a bad bet.
Who is the rookie of the year?
The rookie of the year.
Offensive rookie of the year.
I think I'm gonna go out on a limb, Jeff.
You think it's Malik Nabers?
No, Caleb Williams.
I think it's probably Caleb Williams.
Because also,
he's going to a team.
It's not a terrible number one situation.
That's the thing. I mean, you could say if the right quarterback were going to Minnesota.
Yes.
And was throwing to Justin Jefferson.
Yep.
I could see that. Like, if Minnesota.
And Jordan Addison.
Exactly. But is J.J. McCarthy?
Nope.
I don't even think he necessarily starts right away.
Well, look at it this way. Even forget future, but we're talking about next year. How on any green, like, how on anywhere in America is J.J. McCarthy better than Kirk Cousins was next year?
He will not be better. Next year, he will not be better than Kirk Cousins has been. Right.
So,
but you can still be rookie of the year if you're not. And if you're a receiver, you can step right in and put up numbers. Right?
Yeah, I would bet on it. I'd bet on a receiver before I'd bet on. Like, I think I'd bet on Marvin Harrison Jr. because
he's going to get million targets.
Like, even
like they've got no receivers.
Exactly.
He's going to get a million targets. He's got an established quarterback.
Right.
I think probably. If you're saying Marvin Harrison Jr., Malik Nabers, like one of those two could also be the.
Yeah, and I would bet on Marvin Harrison Jr. because, like, in the end, Daniel Jones is thrown to Malik Nabers. And, like, Kyler, we've kind of done this 180 on Kyler where it's like he was probably overrated for a period, and then we decided, like, he stinks, which was also a mistake. If you watched him last year when he came back, he reminded you, like, okay, he's pretty good. Like, is he one of the five best quarterbacks alive? No, but he's still pretty good.
How many of these quarterbacks will make? It's not that hard to make a Pro Bowl.
Well, what is the Pro Bowl?
What is the Pro Bowl? Okay. How many of these quarterbacks will be top, even top 15 NFL quarterback? How many quarterbacks out of this draft will be a top 15 NFL quarterback?
And are we saying of the whole draft class?
We're saying of the entire draft class, how many will be a top 50? And no, let's draw the line at Knicks. So we'll say Williams, May, Daniels, McCarthy, Knicks, and Penix Jr.
So that's six.
I'm not giving you. If Spencer Rattler turns into be whatever, that's fine. Or some other.
So we're saying
Purdy.
Six.
Out of those six, how many of those six will be a top 15 NFL quarterback?
My exact science is three. I actually thought this was interesting.
I think three is high. No, I would set the over-under at.
So this is what I thought was interesting.
Two and a half.
Did you see the Schefter tweet of the Get Up producer, Paul Himbo? For the draft rate hit?
Yeah. You know what?
I know it's flawed.
It is totally flawed because this is like who gets a contract with the same team that who gets a second contract with the same team? And you know who always gets a second contract with the same team? Centers, because they're freaking cheap.
Correct.
Right?
Well, I disagree on that. What I think it is if you are, because center, if you're taking a center in the first round, that
you're
means
committed
you're
committed to center.
You are literally going, this guy's so good, we are taking him.
But
in the
they're
first
also
round.
Cheap. They're also cheap. Whereas, like, you could, like, the Bills hit on Tremaine Edmonds. That was a hit. And he didn't sign a second contract with him because he's good and he's expensive. So I didn't buy this, but go ahead. Give us the stats.
But I think
anyway.
This was interesting in the sense that I agree. It's a flawed thing. This isn't a real, you know what I mean? This is
right.
Just a producer going, like, I'm going to go through
and this is what position is most inclined to get a second contract with the same team?
Correct.
The team that drafted them.
Quarterbacks, 46%. And I think just anecdotally, don't you feel, this is first rounders only. Anecdotally, you would sit there and go, I don't know, man, like one in three, it feels like. That's not a bad hit rate.
No, that's not bad at all.
And I also think where it's interesting is, like, yes, I agree with you in terms of some of these positions, it's flawed. But in quarterback, it's not really flawed.
No, quarterback.
By the fifth year, you're either committed to the dude or you're not.
Right. No, that's true. Okay, well, I'm going to say Caleb Williams will. I'm pretty confident he will, right?
Yeah.
And then Jake. But you.
So the way I'm looking at it is I think Caleb Williams is going to be a hit. I think one of the next two will be a hit.
May and...
Yeah, and then I'm leaving room for one of the other ones.
One of the other three?
Yeah.
You really think there's a chance
that someone's going to wind up getting drafted. What we always figure out
is J.J. McCarthy is going to be
someone's going to wind up getting drafted to a really good situation.
You can find three... That's interesting. By the way, here's another stat. The 10 highest paid... We're going to see three receivers go in the top 10 tonight, right?
Yes, likely.
The 10 highest paid receivers in the NFL... Here's where they were selected. Tyreek Hill, fifth round. Davante Adams, second round.
Tyreek had a few.
Cooper Kupp.
Tyreek had a few red flags.
Yeah. Cooper Kupp, third round.
Yes, he had the ultimate red flag. White dude.
A.J. Brown, second round. DK Metcalf, second round. Debo Samuel, second round. Michael Pittman Jr., second round. Calvin Ridley, first round, 26th.
Yep.
Terry McLaurin, third round, 76. And Stephon Diggs... fifth round, I think. Now, mind you, that leaves out some guys are about to get paid. Justin Jefferson is about to get paid.
Chase.
Jamar Chase is about to get paid. So they will be the highest. In fact, but you're adding St. Brown here, right? And he was fourth round.
Well, I mean, the dead last position on that.
On hit rate?
Yep.
Is receiver.
100%.
Yeah, it's risky.
The second highest one, to your point about Brock Bowers, thinking Brock Bowers could drop. 33% on first round tight ends. And like if we go through the tight ends for sure, like you start looking at the best, they're mid round guys.
If you're looking for a new financial institution, Leaders Credit Union is the place. Well, honestly, I've put my money where my mouth is. It's where Claire is calling. Because she's setting up an account there, moving to town. And why not? At a credit union, they exist for the benefit of their members. They don't need to make a profit. There's no stockholders. The only people they're serving are their members. And so it means better technology, better service, better rates. It's why right now you can get a high-yield savings account, 4.25 APY. No balanced tiers, no minimums, no restrictions. Just for example, a lot of people come to Leaders Credit Union because they're looking for a car mortgage, I mean a car loan or a house mortgage, and then they realize that the service is spectacular, and they and a lot of them you get let's be honest, you get frustrated by your bank nickel and diming you, and so I would advise checking out Leaders Credit Union. It's Leaders CU, that's the Leaders and then the letters CU, leaderscu.com/ESPN to learn more. We'll be back in a moment. It's Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You know, I like that it's not getting me for another subscription.
No subscription necessary. It's free.
92.9 is like my sports place.
Memphis' sports station. Always free, always on. 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Radio was free, bro.
Hey, everyone, it's Boomer Esiason here. Superchargers, headlights, and more. With over 122 million parts, eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Stay on your game, all with the parts you need at the prices you want. It's easy to bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Whether you own a local business or a global one, you know that these days, generating growth is a challenge. By teaming with Bank of America, you'll not just stay ahead of the curve, you'll move it. With access to experts, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter, locally and globally. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Copyright 2024, Bank of America N.A.
Whoa, Howie, that's a lot of diamonds. What's going on?
The biggest natural loose diamond event we've had in the history of Robert Irwin Jewelers.
Any shape, any size?
Yes, natural loose diamonds for any budget. Plus, get a free men's wedding band with every natural loose diamond purchase. 0% interest for up to 5 years. See a store for complete details.
It's the biggest natural loose diamond and bridal event this weekend at the Perkins Extended location across from Laurelwood.
Robert Irwin Jewelers, home of the meant-to-be guarantee, upgrades are welcome.
If you need bold banners to boost your business, but you're on a budget, think Staples. Posters, flyers, signs, and menus for less? Think Staples. Staples can print anything you need to move your business forward. Now at Staples, save $50 on your print purchase of $150 or more. Same day service available on hundreds of items if you order by noon. And all backed by Staples' Print Perfect Guarantee. So it's done right or it's printed again free. Staples, your local print and marketing expert. N61, visit staples.com/print for details.
With spring Black Friday deals at the Home Depot, you can give your lawn or garden beds a pop of color and protection. Right now, get a special buy on Scott's Earth Grow Mulch, 5 bags for just $10. Help your soil retain moisture longer with color that lasts up to 12 months. Shop spring Black Friday deals for a special buy on Scott's Earth Grow Mulch, 5 bags for just $10 at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Color selection varies by store. Limit 60 bags per customer while supplies last.
At Genesis Memphis Covington Pike, it's time to define luxury in a new way. At every turn, you'll find audacious design, state-of-the-art technology, and exceptional hospitality. We are dedicated to crafting the world's best vehicles, matched by an extraordinary sales-to-service experience for our owners. Prepare to be noticed in the 2023 Genesis G70. This sporty sedan is a force to be seen. We'd love you to explore the 2023 Genesis GV70 with a class-leading 300-horsepower engine or the available 375-horsepower twin-turbo V6 for terrains from concrete jungles to mountain roads. It's a new beginning for a new generation. Genesis Memphis Covington Pike, 1870 Covington Pike, or visit us online at memphisgenesis.com. Estimated horsepower based on premium fuel ratings. Use of regular fuel will result in reduced horsepower. See dealer for complete details. Dealer stock only.
The road to the NBA Finals starts right now, and new customers on FanDuel can go on their own playoff run with $150. Just place any $5 bet, and you'll get $150 in bonus bets. That's win or lose to use during the NBA playoffs. You can bet on assists or three-pointers individually, made in a game, over-under point totals, first basket score, always like Anthony Edwards from Minnesota, and so much more. Just go to FanDuel.com/JSmith to get started. Again, that's FanDuel.com/JSmith. Again, place any $5 bet, and you'll get $150 in bonus bets, even if you lose, to use for the playoffs. It's only on FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA, and of course of 92.9 FM ESPN. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call Tennessee Redline at 1-800-889-9789.
Hey, it's Jeff Calkins. You know when people ask if you have a good dentist to recommend? Well, I have a great dentist. It's Mehdi Sadeghi at the Smile Center. I've been going to the Smile Center for years now. My three boys all go there too. Mehdi is skilled, he's cheerful, and has always found time when emergencies arise. I honestly couldn't imagine a better dentistry practice than the Smile Center. It's where I send all my friends. So if you're looking for a great dentist, go where my family goes. The Smile Center is conveniently located in Germantown, or you can check them out online at smilecentermemphis.com.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car riding your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on Auto Trader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on Auto Trader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on Auto Trader. Just you wait. Auto Trader.
Don't miss the best Spring Fest deals right now at Lowe's. Save big on Stay Green 1 cubic foot garden soil. Get 5 bags for just $10. Plus, get up to 35% off and save an extra $150 on every $1,500 you spend on select major appliances. Shop these can't-miss deals now. Lowe's knows spring. Lowe's knows savings. Offer valid through 5-1. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. While supplies last, appliance savings vary based on purchase amount. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for more details.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All on the free Odyssey app, AUDACY. Download it today.
Jeff's guests appear on the Frame Corner phone lines. Frame Corner, with expert custom and do-it-yourself framing since 1975 on Park Avenue in East Memphis. Now, back to the Jeff Calkins Show, live from the Genesis Memphis Covington Pike Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Well, it's Thursday. That means Robert Irwin Jewelers Big Diamond event has commenced. It's Thursday through Saturday at the Diamond Showroom on Perkins Extended across from Novel Bookstore. Lowest prices on hundreds of diamonds, all shapes, sizes, cuts, clarity, all budgets. And here's the thing. Zero interest for 60 months. That's 5 years. Zero interest for 60 months or 20% off during this event. Howie over at Robert Irwin's absolutely passionate about finding the most brilliant diamond. So if you are shopping for an engagement ring, or honestly, if you just want to upgrade your diamond stud earrings, head on in to this Loose Diamond event. Again, it's at the Robert Irwin Jewelers location right across from Novel Bookstore on Perkins Extended, and it is today through Saturday only. For more details, go to rijewelers.com. All right, let's play Believe It or Not.
Now it's time for Believe It.
Believe. I don't even know if I believe.
No, I'm a believer.
Or not. Believe It or Not on the Jeff Calkins Show.
The Heat really might beat the Celtics.
Believe it or not.
I don't believe that. I mean, Heat culture, say whatever you want. It really boiled down to they made 23 threes. They shot 53% from three. 23 of their 37 makes were threes.
They made, they took 15 threes in the first quarter. I mean, it's
that's insane.
It was fantastic. 23 of 54% from three.
Do I think that is repeatable for another three games? I do not.
Okay, but it did expose some issues, don't you think?
But to me, these are not issues that haven't already been exposed. My biggest issue with Boston during this iteration of them is that they do not have a true point guard, and their best player, Jason Tatum, is not the world's greatest at creating his own offense.
Well, plus defensively, they were just letting him shoot. They were just letting him shoot, and Porzingis was bad. Porzingis was bad offensively.
And Boston didn't make their
1-9, 0-4. Boston actually shot decently from three.
It's like 32%.
But it is no question that it was strategic. This is the way that we can beat them. Jaime Jaquez goes 3 of 6 from three. Highsmith goes 3 of 5 from three. Caleb Martin, and this is what he does. This is what he does against the Celtics.
Mm-hmm.
Celtics killer Caleb, 5 of 6 from three. Tyler Herro, he has 6 threes. It was fun. I have to say, it was fun to watch it. But no, I don't think they'll beat them.
No. I mean, you can talk me into they win one of the games in Miami.
Imagine six.
Yeah.
Okay, the Thunder are flat terrifying as a Grizzly.
Believe it or not.
Because I've gone back and forth on this one.
Every first time ever in a playoff game, every single one of these points scored by a player 25 or younger as they roll the Pelicans 124-292, and their big three, aligning with the Grizzlies' big three, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, 33, Chet Holmgren, 26, Jalen Williams, 21. They shot 59%, 48% from three, and 90% from the free throw line.
So, to me, terrifying is not really the case, because last night you could tell what they did was, all right, they took the game plan that people have done for Jonas for years, and part of the reason why Jonas isn't here, it's like, all right, big fella, let's see you defend in space. And it opened up the entire floor. To me,
they also forced 18 turnovers.
To me, the biggest takeaway from last night with the Thunder was where they deserve all the credit in the world is you think back to game one, it's like, oh, that was the game they should have lost,
and they didn't. That's the way that goes with a series, right?
Yes.
You get blown out in the second game. And the Pelicans, by the way, have more road wins than any other team in the league this year. Like, they're not known for falling apart on the road.
No.
They are tough-minded, typically. But, yes, the game that you're kicking yourself, if you're the Pelicans, is you should have won game one. And then game two goes the way it goes. The truth of the matter is, there are interesting things that have happened, and I think the most interesting thing, at least for me, is Minnesota. The Suns is the most interesting, although the Mavs and Clippers will be, I think, a compelling series. But just take tonight. Tonight we got three series. They're all two zip.
Yes.
You know, I mean, Knicks and Sixers is interesting, right? Like,
but it's only interesting if Philly wins tonight.
Certainly only interesting if they win tonight. But it is interesting going into tonight. And I guess the Nuggets and Lakers is interesting in that we're watching the demise of the Lakers. But it's not interesting who's going to win that series.
No.
I mean, you got the Cavs at the Magic, and Cavs up two. You got the Knicks and the Sixers, Knicks up two. And you got the Nuggets at the Lakers. The Lakers up, and the Nuggets up two.
No, I mean, to me, the only one that could get interesting is if Philly wins tonight, I am open to the idea of they could be the one team that fell behind 2-0 and came back and won the series. Like, even if the Lakers win tonight, I'm not sweating out whether or not LeBron can actually mount this comeback.
You will go to a show at Live at the Garden this year.
Believe it or not.
I'll be honest. I've never been. Have you been?
Yeah, I've been to several.
And it's a nice setup?
Yeah, it's beautiful.
I don't know why I've never
been. The problem is a lot of times it's usually in the absolute, like,
heat of
brutal
the,
heat
it's
of
in the
summer.
Brutal heat of summer. But it's in the night. It's in the evening when things get cool.
Oh, yeah, because we always know, you know, that humidity goes away at night.
It's in the evening when things get cool.
Yeah, you don't sweat at night. It's like calories don't count on road trips.
So the lineup, Dierks
Bentley. So all I know is Dierks Bentley and the Goo Goo Dolls.
So Dierks Bentley, the Goo Goo Dolls, John Fogerty, Sam Hunt, Styx, and Foreigner.
Man, that's a lot of 80s rock.
That's the lineup. Styx is my high school. That's my high school. Styx and Foreigner are my high school. That's my high school life right there. Fogerty.
I would say Fogerty's
Fogerty
like,
too,
yeah.
Yeah. It's a lot of that.
I mean, the problem with me on these questions is not whether I would want to go. The problem is it's like, are we going to, we're going to have a, you know, an infant. Like, you know what I mean? Like, do you call somebody and be like, hey, you know.
It is true. Once you have a baby, once you have a kid, it's what's babysitting worthy. You know,
right.
Or what's like, everything is more complicated.
Correct.
There are whole years where I never saw a movie.
Like, do I want to burn one? I mean, and the one advantage now about movies is like, okay, when's this thing going to streaming? Like, I can watch that at some point. Like, but like in the actual act of going to the movie theater, 100% agree with you.
Laird Veach worth $1.3 million a year.
Believe it or not.
That's what Missouri is evidently paying him.
I believe it. It's what he signed the contract for.
Yeah.
In the end, like, someone said, here's
one. Let me ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
Are you ever envious of what other people make? I'm not envious of what Laird Veach makes, but. I'm not. Like, it's like I'm lucky. I have a good living. I have, there's the old line about this incredibly rich man comes over to someone's house, blah, blah, blah. And then he leaves and his friend says to him, you have something that man will never have. Enough.
Mm-hmm.
Now that's of course there's a lot of
character.
Enough meaning like you just that is true. What you really want in life is to feel like you have enough, right? With that you're content,
sure.
That you have enough. So, but it's sort of interesting. Like, Laird's making $1.3 million a year. Like, is he some genius? Is he like no?
Yeah, I guess though where I differ from people is. Would I always like to make more money? Yes. But do I sit there and go, that guy's making more money than me? I can't believe that. That infuriates me. I'm smarter or whatnot. Because I also recognize if the only thing I were concerned about was making the most amount of money, I would not be in the profession that I'm in. Like, I made choices.
Right.
And so,
no. So much of this is about, in fact, is you make a choice. If you, it's appalling that teachers are treated the way they are, right? That they make as little as they make, they work as hard as they are. But it's even worse than that now, because now you're told exactly what you have to teach. Someone comes in with a clipboard
sure.
and says what has to be. You're controlled. There's all this testing. There's all you
right.
know. It's no fun. Not only is it not only is it not well paid, it's a grinding. Just talk to John about talk to Sam about, like, it's a grindingly.
It feels probably more soul crushing than ever because it's,
so many teachers are leaving.
Sure. Because this is not what I signed up for.
This is not what I signed up for.
Yeah.
Exactly. So, and let's be clear, you and I would have left this profession if this were not actually fun.
No,
right?
I mean, if we had,
I left being a lawyer for a reason.
Well, like, imagine if Brad came into our, you know, hey, see me after the show. Like, you're going to talk about this. You're going to talk about that. Like,
Right. Yes.
We would sit there and go, screw that.
Yeah, I'll go do something else. Yeah. No. Listen, Laird got market value. That's what an AD at, I mean, I don't know if that's high or low. I imagine it's middle of the road for SEC AD.
Yeah, and you could talk me into it's a little bit more on the high end because he's the most recent. And it's kinda like quarterbacks. It's like when we start focusing on what's this guy getting paid, it's like, well, his contract was up at the right time.
Within the next 5 years, college sports will collectively bargain with athletes.
Believe it or not.
Okay, so five. Okay, so we're talking.
Maybe it's 10. And the reason I bring this up.
What about before the end of the decade? How about
that? I think that's it. So I bring this up because, and I was surprised to see this. So the playoff folks met yesterday, right? And we know that there's a 12-team playoff for the next 2 years, right? This year and next year. I think that's right, right?
Yes, and there's a two-year agreement
after that, they'll decide what comes next.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of people thinking that they're going to go to 14, right? Isn't that the common thinking?
I think it's fair to say at least 14, but yes, I think most people are thinking 14 allows them to keep kind of some of the constraints that they want.
So, but Mike Oresko was there, and he said college sports will need to move to a tiered collective bargaining model. Now, I'm not exactly sure what those words mean, but collective bargaining is finally recognizing that athletes are employees and collectively bargaining with them.
Right, so I'm actually going to say I don't believe this in 5 years. Do I think it's obviously going to happen at some point? Yes. The reason why I'm saying in 5 years,
I don't think it'll happen in 5 years.
Because to me, this does not happen until the courts say it has to happen. And I don't know.
Well, I think what first has to happen, no one likes the way that the portal and in combination with NIL work right now, right?
I would argue
the chaos.
It's not even necessarily the portal. It's the fact that literally everyone is
a free agent all the time, right?
Yes.
No one likes that, right? No one likes that, and I think we all agree. You have to agree. It's an untenable situation. It's chaos.
Yes,
it's freaking chaos. It's if Major League Baseball were just all the time everyone's a free agent. It's just kind of crazy.
What would Mahomes be worth?
So there will, I think, but college sports, I think, is still holding out some faint hope of some national legislation that will fix it.
Right? But and throughout time, how long?
It won't. And so, among other things that has to happen, I don't know that the courts are going to have to, I don't think the courts are going to say you have to collectively bargain.
Here would be my argument. In the end, when you have, from this business model, it's not as if the labor is completely unpaid,
right,
but you are not funding their salary. The only way that system collapses, because people are going to fight tooth and nail, is until someone goes, this is
done. You have
to
do it. So you think in the next decade it'll happen? In the next 15 years it'll happen? At some point it'll happen. The other thing that happened, by the way, is that they're trying to figure out what to do with the Army-Navy game. Because right now, the way it's scheduled is you're supposed to they're going to identify the teams that will be in the playoff before the Army-Navy game.
Right.
So there's some question of should we move a date, either the Army-Navy game or the date of the playoff or something. Like, what happens if some year Navy is undefeated, Navy knocks off Notre Dame, Navy is the team.
They have
the dream season, okay? And then they, and so they are the obvious team to go into the playoff. They are picked for the playoff, and then they go out
and lose the Army Navy
and lose the Army Navy game.
Yes.
What do you do about that? And the answer is nothing. They're
correct.
Leaving the way it is.
And I
and
would,
it's very unlikely that
it's
that will happen
because aren't the this universe? I cannot imagine how Navy's going to be able to compete at an undefeated level. I think if Navy can get back to being a bowl team in this universe, that's a hell of a coaching job.
And you think this is not restricted to Navy? This is Army or Navy.
Now that Army's in the conference,
now
yes.
That Army's
because Army
conference.
Used to be like that was kind of the other thing. It's like when Army was able to schedule their way into a really good record. But now that you're in a league, like I think bowl, if those two teams make a bowl game every year, I think that's a great season.
By the way, I have gotten some feedback, some more feedback on haircuts. Jeffrey got a haircut. He pays $35 for a haircut. So the question was, what is the correct amount to pay for a haircut? And I did say that. Listen, at your classic black neighborhood barbershop, what does a yep. haircut go for? And my friend Bernard Bear Munger, he texts me and says, I get my head shaved and my beard groomed. Barber charges $50. Always give him $60. Well worth it. I get the hot towel treatment, usually 3 or 4 times during a session. This is worth $60. Yes.
Yeah, no, that's a service.
I love it and treat my appointments like my wife does hers. It's a treat and I owe it to myself. It's like a therapy session.
Well, I think also the key there, though, is that's a twofer.
He's getting
a twofer.
Well, he's getting his head shaved
and
his
beard
groomed.
Yeah.
And he's getting 3 or 4 hot towel treatments.
Absolutely.
During a session. I actually think $50. Well, that's about right. So then he's tipping 20%.
Yeah.
And he's tipping 20%.
Yeah.
How often are you willing? How often do you? But see. Like for you, you go every 2 months.
Basically, yes.
Yeah, I go about every 6 weeks, every 2 months, something like that. But I do. I like my haircuts now. So anyway, all right. We've got Chris Harrington coming up in the next segment, and then we're playing Writer Than Right Trivia. Jeffrey, what's the prize in Writer Than Right Trivia again?
Jeff, we have 2 3-day passes to the Riverbeat Music Fest featuring Jelly Roll, the band Camino, the Fugees, and more. Again, it's May 3rd through the 5th. 2 3-day passes for Writer Than Right Trivia.
It's funny, we got the competing barbecue festivals coming up. How soon is that? Have you had meetings about this already?
Yes. So it's not this weekend, but the next.
It's not. Oh, really? That barbecue
correct.
Fest is really starts next week.
Yes.
Next.
Yeah. Like so, this weekend's like when everyone's kind of getting there. Like, hey, let's go meet at somebody's house and practice cooking. You know what I mean?
And you guys opted for the river.
Yes.
Do you who were the champion?
Yes, poor shoulder.
Champion of the Memphis in May Barbecue Fest, which has now moved to the fairgrounds.
Correct.
You have opted for the river.
Yes.
Do you know what other teams are doing?
I have no clue. And also, like, I don't even. I guess I think we like kind of like voted, but it wasn't like we called a meeting and said like, you know, let's debate. I got an
like
email.
West Side Story, man. This is, you know,
yeah.
When you're a Jet, but you've switched
sides.
Of course,
sides. I'm sure that was.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.